To me personally, not only because I have two kids, they're older now, they're 16 and 14, but they did grow up with music and with the opportunity to listen to live orchestra and you know, live classical music and play an instrument. Even the older one, who is now a short track speed skater, he played the violin for 5 years, and the younger one is playing the piano and the saxophone.
Cool.
But, you know, you don't have to become a professional musician to appreciate it and to get a lot of benefit out of listening to music or maybe play some music. And, you know, we all know that it helps with brain development and it's good for you culturally. And this is what we're trying to do here with the Huntsville Symphony, to reach out to as many kids as we can with our violin program, and also with these the youth concerts where we can provide live classical music, orchestra music for school children.
And it's not a typical concert. It's not like the grown-ups would experience. It's tailored toward children. And this is a really fascinating program. Compose yourself.
Yes, I have been wanting to do this piece. It's a very interesting piece by James Stevenson, an American composer whose trumpet concerto once I conducted, and I really liked his piece. And so he wrote this piece called Compose Yourself, where with the help of a narrator who is going to be Kaylee Burkhardt, by the way, from Fanny's Playhouse. She's going to help the kids in the audience to write their own composition. And throughout this process of writing your own composition, they get to know how a symphony orchestra works. So the different sections, the brass, the winds, the strings, and then all these layers put together, and how and why and what the symphony orchestra is for.
There's a YouTube video of it, and it's fascinating to watch the wheels in the kids' heads turning. It's like, I never thought about that before. I never thought about melody or rhythm or the individual instruments. And the kids were so excited and jumping up and down and dancing and just so engaged with it.
Absolutely. I think it's very important to not only engage the audience, but also to include them. And I think the process of writing music, even if it's just on the level of, okay, which one do you like, A, B, C, or D? Let's pick, let's vote, and then let's see how music A fits with rhythm D or things like that. But even on that level, it's fascinating to really experience the music on that level and experience the creation, like you were part of creating something that was not there just a minute ago, and now you know, live musicians, professional musicians are playing the music that I wrote. I think that's a great experience for kids.
And the kids get to be percussionists too.
Absolutely, yes. So you get to participate. It's all about participation. And you get to take home a little toy instrument at the end of the concert. And it is really tailored for families. So I like to say, bring your grandma. So no age limit there. I think it's a great way. I mean, this is how my kids grew up. Like, I took them, or my mom took them to a concert or an opera performance. And, you know, it really is a perfect way to hang out with your children or grandchildren and give them something that is really just a great experience and a fantastic thing to do together.
We talk about the benefits to the young children. What about you? What do you learn from conducting concerts for children?
Oh, I learn a lot. I mean, kids are the most honest audience. So you learn a lot about timing and pacing and how to balance, for example, narration and the musical part of a composition like Compose Yourself. Of course, we're playing a Mozart overture as well, The Marriage of Figaro, because I always like to play at least one complete classical composition to show the kids that this is really what we do, you know. This is really what a guy named Mozart meant when he wrote an opera and an overture to that. And of course, these pieces are also, you know, short enough so every age group can just enjoy it without having to yawn too much.
And it's okay to dance.
And it's okay to dance and move around, and we just like to invite everybody to feel really welcome at the concert hall and with the musicians. And, you know, we're not dressed as penguins either for this type of concert. So nothing to make you feel like you have to behave like it's a very serious place. It's a place of a lot of fun. Come and listen and play the little percussion instrument and participate in the activities before the concert. This is always, to me, one of the most fun concerts of the season, exactly because of the kids and because just I see all these families coming together and enjoying it tremendously.